The devil promised God that he would do all he could to misguide humanity due to his intense jealousy over us, the human beings. However, being the generous Lord that he is, our God Allah told us what tools Satan would use to try and deviate us from the straight path. Today, we review the topic of drugs, alcohol, and gambling, the tools of the devil. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections today for the 13th day of this blessed month of Ramadan. As you can tell from the topic, that this challenge that we see today in society is one which really knows no boundaries, knows no limits. And the outcome of those who are involved in one of the three, whether it be drugs, whether it be alcohol, whether it be gambling, is nothing but a life of destruction and the loss of literally everything that a person could ever have in their lives, whether it be family or friends, or their job, or their finances, really their entire life. Unfortunately, you know, when the first human being was created, and God ordered the angels to prostrate and submit to this new creation, there was an individual in that gathering whom we call the devil, Satan, Shaitan, Iblis, whatever name you call him. This creature, out of his jealousy over the human being and the status which God gave him, because he refused to submit to the orders of God, out of his pride and his very boastful nature, and him being removed from the mercy of God, he made a promise to God in that realm, whenever it was, wherever it was. And he told God that he swore an oath by the greatness of God that he would do all that he could do to misguide all of humanity, to get us to be in the same situation that he will be in at the end of time. And he promised this. And not only did he make a promise, but he recognizes the fact that he would have minions. He would have helpers to guide him on that path, to push, to be his team, whether they be devils from amongst the jinn, where he originated from, or he would influence humanity to do his dirty work for him. And this is what we see today, brothers and sisters, around the world. The fact that evil continues to proliferate, the fact that societies are indulging and are promoting and are of a nature of legislating many of these evils, the Quran has clearly told us, as we will see in the verse shortly that I will introduce to us for today, that the devil has tools at his disposal, just like anybody who has a job. When you're if you're a carpenter, you'll have your tools for your trade. If you are a software developer, you will have the tools you need to do your job successfully. If you are a chef in a restaurant, you will have your tools. The devil himself has tools. Now keep in mind, when we talk about the devil, it's not that imagery that we get in the Western media of this creature that is red in color with horns and a tail, living in a sea of fire and an ocean of brimstone and burn. No, the devil could be your neighbor. The devil could be a member of your family. The devil could be a co-worker. It could be a friend at school. The devil could be a family member living in your own house. Because God has told us in the Quran that the devils, the shayateen, come from the jinn and the ins, from the unseen realm of the jinn and from human beings. And there are a lot of people out there that are very demonic in their ways. And as God has told us that the devil will be there to tempt us, he's given us the antidote. And God has even gone one step further by actually quoting from Satan of what his tools would be. And this is really a blessing of God in disguise, brothers and sisters, that God did not leave us alone. If we read the Quran, you and I will see what the tools of the devil are. But that means we need to read the Quran, which has been our emphasis in this Ramadan Reflections for this year, and it has been for the last 6 years, is to go back to the Quran, because it contains the answers for what we need to deal with the problems and the challenges that we are experiencing in our lives. So what were the tools, or what are the tools rather, that the devil has told us, or God has told us rather, in quoting the devil, and that we need to be aware of, and we need to actually obviously recognize the harm in them, although the society that we live in does not recognize them. Let me go to the verse for today before I just continue and we conclude for this morning's Ramadan Reflections. So in chapter number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 219, God says the following. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْئِهِمَا. They ask you, O Muhammad, about intoxicating drinks and intoxicants in general and games of chance. Say, in both there is a great evil, though some use for people, but their evil is greater than their usefulness. In this one verse, in which God outlines some of the tools of the devil, although there are other verses of the Quran where God quotes directly from Satan of what he will try and do, and try and use against us. However, in this verse, God quotes or speaks about two things which the Prophet of Islam was asked about. One is about intoxicants, and here we don't just mean a bottle of beer or wine. We mean anything which intoxicates, whether it be things like marijuana, or drugs of any sort, or alcohol, the liquid form. And the verse talks about gambling. These two tools of the devil, and other verses of the Quran actually show us that these two tools are used by the devil to create and perpetuate animosity, hatred amongst people. And really, when you look at it, that is what all of this does. The society that we live in today, unfortunately, have gone to the step further, saying that, well, we cannot control and put everybody in prison who uses drugs, so let's legalize it, let's legitimize it in the society. Just as they did with alcohol. They said, we can't ban it. We can't ban alcohol. We can't ban gambling. So what do? We legalize it. We tax it. We make money off of it. We create revenue for the government. That's why casinos now moving online. Drugs have been made legal in many parts of the world. The same tools that the Quran shows you and I are evil and are problematic, our societies have unfortunately legalized them and celebrate the usage of them in television and pop culture and movies and the industry. These are things which are celebrated and spoken about and glorified as being boons and benefits to society, not recognizing the problems of alcoholism and drug abuse and over excessive gambling. Although they will tell you at the end of your commercial of gambling, they will say, know your limits. Play within it. They'll tell you that this is just for fun. But how do you call something for fun when you destroy a family? When you take innocent lives, how is that fun? And if that's your idea of fun, well, that's not what Islam looks at as being fun. As all of our topics that we have been going over this month of Ramadan are much more deeper than that we can cover this 6 or 8 minutes, I will conclude here with a few points of reflection for today that hopefully will get our thoughts to reflect on these and hopefully go further in our own research. Point number one, there may be benefits in the impermissible, alcohol, drugs, and gambling, and other things. And some of these may help the user. However, the repercussions of these are far more dangerous than any good that that can come out of them. Point number two is the Quran continuously stresses on the principle of prevention is better than cure. And as such, Believers must also ensure that they keep a physical distance from all sins, especially being in the presence of those who are drinking or smoking, the impermissible, or going to places such as casinos or online casinos, or even playing innocent games with the tools of gambling. Point number three, and we conclude for today, is that if we wish to safeguard our success in this world and the world to come, we must ensure that we only consume the permissible. Just as the saying goes, that you are what you eat. Our intake, our physical and spiritual, will affect us in this life, and that will in turn affect our life in the world to come. God willing, we will continue tomorrow in our series of Ramadan Reflections for 2021. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.